Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for this next 60 minutes, and probably try to get through 14 tracks of music from here and there. This is Solus, a band out of America, although they have Irish roots. Solus is Irish for light. This is something called Hugo's Big Reel. This is show number 182, and we're doing some April rambles today, so I'm glad you could join me. Should be fun. We'll be back in a moment.
Getting warmer, so what are you waiting for? Go on my way. Goodbye, hard times, getting on my way.
Ending author with a set of tunes very common in the Irish repertoire, Lanigan's Ball and Morrison's. Those tunes that you have to play on a regular basis if you want to maintain your certification as a Celtic show, and I certainly want to do that, so there you go. It was done by a band called Arc en Son, ARC-EN-SON. Now, there's a couple of bands like that in Quebec. It means something like Rainbow Sound or whatever. But this is really a music class recital. So from an early age, Nathalie Charette had a real aptitude for music. She began violin lessons once a week. That was in Hull, Quebec at the time. She continued to play, had a love of teaching as well, and started teaching actually at 14. And when she had kids, of course, she taught them violin beginning at age 4. And because her students enjoyed playing together for the year-end show so much, and at the suggestion of her parents, she officially formed this Arc en Son band, and they made a CD, which is really, it was really more of a souvenir for students and the community, and the CD came out in 2011. Before that, we heard from the Good Lovelies, a Canadian folk country harmony trio, sort of tinges of pop and roots and jazz. That was from their debut full-length CD, which came out in 2009 and won the Juno Award for Roots and Traditional Album of the Year. And we started off with Solace, band out of America, although they have strong Irish roots. They were formed in 1996, and they were together until about 2017 or so. Something called Hugo's Big Reel from their CD, The Turning Tide. They made about a dozen CDs or so. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 182, and we're doing some April rambles today, here and there, and I'm glad you joined me, however you got here. Next up, we have Wayne Potts. He worked with the Temagami First Nation. He was a health services manager, but he's also a singer and songwriter. He's a teller of stories. He reminds us of the magic of the Temagami region and its past and the people in it and so on. And this is from a CD called Coming of the Dawn, which is some of his material. So this is the first of a couple of tracks about the forests these days, somehow, because it's a good time to get out into the forest now that the snow is gone and the mud isn't too bad. But this is Wayne Potts and Temagami.
Mom. Tamagami, Tamagami, you captured in my youth. You were my refuge, solace and truth. Your sacred boundaries lived in me, though I'd since left your shores. My heart and mind still wander to the richness of your lore, Tiagama. Tiagama, Tiagama, they still fight over you. There's men still at your doorstep, trying to get through, to rip you and to tear you, till their greed is satisfied. And in the end, God only knows how much you gave and died. Tiagama, Tamagami, now you must carry on. It can't be what's happening, can take you for too long. Now is the time that life be yours, forever left to changing seasons, blessing your life's stores, Tiagama.
Oh, yeah.
Some music there from the Bag Street Klezmer Band. It's a couple of Russian shares. S-H-E-R is how you spell a share. It's from their CD called Go Meshuggah. And they're a Montreal-based band. They provide traditional Eastern European party music for weddings and other festivities, simkas or whatever it's called, or however you pronounce it, as well as concerts and festivals. Since somewhere around 1992, I guess, as they put it, at least on their promotional material, they were started by a group of musicians who were rediscovering their heritage. And they felt a special connection to klezmer and to Yiddish. And part-time, they're doing the music, but they're full-time social workers to refugee lawyers to various things. When I heard klezmer music, one of them said, it was like hearing my grandmother talk, which is a lovely way to put it. The band takes its name from the venerable Bag Street Shul, which is located on Bag and Clark in Montreal's old Jewish quarter. Before that, we heard from Wayne Potts and his CD, Coming of the Dawn. The track was called Tomogamy. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways, maybe on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. Possibly you're listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI. It's 93.9 in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. How do you remember all these numbers, you say? Well, they're written right down here in front of me, because there's a lot of 90s in there, you know. There's also Mun Radio, which is CHMR in St. John's, Newfoundland. It's 93.5. FM, all in the 90s there, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we go from, I said I had a couple of tracks about trees or about northern forests or whatever. This next one is by a guy called David Archibald. And he's a Canadian singer, songwriter, composer, playwright or whatever. He is best known for his work on the Great Lakes Marine Heritage. He has this show called Spirit of the Inland Sea, and it's been featured at national and provincial parks. And I think it was part of it was in the Blythe Festival at one point. If you've ever been to the Blythe Festival in Ontario, it's a great, great festival. If you haven't been, your life is not yet complete. Parks have often commissioned David to write and record collections on their natural and cultural history, and he has these interactive live performances in parks across Ontario, which become favorites of people who are camping there. And for Ontario Parks' 125th anniversary, and this is a cool idea, he embarked on this 31-park concert tour. So he went to 31 different parks across Ontario. And I think it was called the Happiest Camper in Ontario Tour. It was from June to September, and he sang his way to all corners of the province. And the other thing about him that I found unusual, he produced the first recording of pop star Avril Lavigne. So there you go, how that fits in with somebody who writes songs about forestry technology, I don't know. This is from a CD, it's called St. Norris Tower, and it's a celebration of the Leslie M. Frost Center, which was a center which was originally a forestry school and so on. It was closed down all of a sudden in 2004 by the government, and then the community group got together, started it up in 2007, and they tried to run it as a retreat center and a place where people would come and just enjoy nature. They lost money every year for 3 years, then it closed down again, and it was abandoned, kind of, or well, not really used for 10 years. And in 2021, just this year in January, the Ontario Public Services Employees Union, OPSU, bought it, and they're going to make it into a retreat center. And the ironic thing is that many members of OPSU were trained there who went into forestry or whatever. So it's a very nice CD. Sometimes you pick up CDs just on the spec, and I was delighted by this. This is the first song on the CD, which I thought was great. It's called Shelterwood. It's all about one of the strategies of forestry technology, where you kind of work with nature in order to continue its glorious impacts on us. So this is David Archibald from St. Norris Tower, the CD. This is something called Shelterwood.
Took a walk one day through a shelter wood, where the trees stand tall. I understood, oh, if they're bent and they're broken, oh, if their hearts decay, oh, if their roots are choking, something has got to give way. But if your back is strong, you can stand the strain. You can face the fire or the freezing rain. And what's been taken down can rise again, just like the sun, if we take care of the old and nurture the young.
Early in the morning, she rises. The woman's work is never done. And it's not because she doesn't try. She's fighting a battle with no one on her side. Well, she rises up in the morning and she works till we pass dusk. Woman better slow down, well, she's gonna come down hard. Thank you. your name, she rises, yes. Woman's work is never done.
Tune there called Hanging Curtains. That's from a duo called Poor Tom, Wanda Stride and Susan Luke. They're from the Uxbridge area around Ontario. They met at Music Mania at an event in Stouffville, Ontario, and they started hanging around, enjoyed playing together in a quartet as well called Hickory Roots for a while. Did all kinds of covers of folk music, and they started doing more original music as well. They ended up as a duo, and they renamed themselves Poor Tom, and they became much more Celtic. Poor Tom, as you know, is a character from King Lear. He's a person who's posing as a lunatic beggar, but it's really all about loyalty because he's someone who's trying to protect King Lear from his nastier children. Anyway, outside of music, they worked as they were a minister and a teacher, but they did some recording. This is from a CD called A Dream Like Yours. Before that, we heard from Tracy Chapman, of course, if you recognized the tonality of her voice there. She was an American singer-songwriter known for a string of hits back in the day. Fast Car, Give Me One More Reason, Talking About a Revolution, was on Baby, Can I Hold You? Multi-platinum. She won four Grammy Awards as well. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and she got her first ukulele at age 3. She began playing guitar and writing songs by the time she was 8. And she might have been inspired, she said, to play the guitar by the television show Hee Haw. So there you go. There's some value for that show, after all. She got a BA degree in Anthropology and African Studies, and got into music, made her major stage debut as an opening act for women's music pioneer Linda Tillery, who's a wonderful performer, if you ever get a chance to see her, you know, videos or live or whatever. And that was 1985, and Tracy Chapman's debut album came out about 1988, I believe it was. It got her 6 Grammy Award nominations. She won 3 Grammy Awards. I mean, for a debut album, man. And it was a great album as well. She's done about 8 in total. We started off with David Archibald, something called Shelterwood. It's a song there about forest management, and his daughter Renee was helping him out on that. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 182. We're doing some April rambles, as it happens, through a couple of forests there for a while. You could be listening a variety of places, maybe Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook and throughout the Bay of Islands, or possibly Caper Radio, just CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have a new release, and this is a guy called John Bodden. I've played him a number of times. B-O-D-E-N is how he spells his name. He's a singer, a composer, a musician, best known by some, anyway, as the leader of Bellowhead, a band that I've loved and have played numerous times, probably. He also plays with the duo Spears and Bowden, and he was with Eliza Carthy's band called the Ratcatchers as well. He's received 11 BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. That's more than any other musician. And he has a band called the Remnant Kings that he fronts as well. He has a master's degree in musical theatre, and he's worked on a lot of theatrical productions, including plays with the Royal Shakespeare Company. He was born in Chicago, but he grew up in Winchester, England, and he lives in England near Sheffield. And this is from the most recent release, just came out this year. 2021, and it's called Last Mile Home. Much of it was done during the COVID lockdown, and so it has a very kind of intimate feel to it. He obviously took a lot of walks, a lot of rambles during that period of time. I could play this track. I might have time to slip in another one later, but this is John Bodden, new from his CD Last Mile Home. This is something called Honeysuckle Halo.
Shadows play upon your battle scars.
It's a new release there from John Bowden, and from the CDs called Last Mile Home, that's Honeysuckle Halo. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is a set of April Rambles, and it's show number 182, however you got here. I'm glad you're here, but if you want to hear old shows, past shows, never gets old quite, does it? Anyway, it's RBB Music. It's all one word, rbbmusic.ca, and there's a pile of them there. Next up, we have Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and Bela's an icon. He's an innovator of jazz and classical and world. He plays the banjo and various iterations of the banjo. He's got more multi-category Grammy wins than any other artist. He's got about 15 of them or whatever. He's played different kinds of music. He formed the Flecktones back in 1988, ostensibly for a single performance on PBS's Lonesome Pine Special. But they cover all manners of genres, from classical and jazz and bluegrass and African music and so on, Eastern European folk dances. And they've toured off and on quite a bit throughout the years. And if you would like to find out more about, if you don't really know Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, one of the really good ways to find out would be to get this two CD, live CD. It's called Live Art, two CDs, and it's a great introduction to the band. They have helping out on mandolin during this tour. Sam Bush, he's played with them a fair bit. It's a wonderful band, mandolin player. A really light touch, great rhythmic player. And on this track, they've got Chick Corea on the piano. And I just love this track. I like the name of it. It's called Cheese Balls in Cowtown. And this is where, you know, jazz meets bluegrass meets whatever. And this is, again, from Live Art. This is Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Phew. That's a bit of a workout there, isn't it? That was Bela Fleck and the Flecktones and a number of friends, including Sam Bush on the mandolin, also Chick Corea there on the piano. They had Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, and I think Jerry Douglas was on the dobro, and the Flecktones, of course, and Bela. So that's a wonderful piece of music there called Cheese Balls in Cowtown. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or possibly on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Well, we're going to go to another classic instrumental track here. This is from the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and they were a Cuban band led by Juan de Marcos Gonzalez, who was formerly a trust player at played with Sierra Maestre, a wonderful band that I think I've played on the show. I'm sure I have. It kind of the Afro-Cuban All-Stars is a mix of all the genres and the styles of Cuban music, so bolero and cha-cha-cha and salsa and rumba and guijara. And anyway, they became known internationally with an album that came out in 1997. It's this one here. I'll play a track from it. It's called A Toda Cuba Le Gusta, which was recorded at the Buena Vista Social Club session. So this was like in 1996, Nick Gold, he's the head of World Circuit Records, he invited Ry Cooter to participate in this experiment where you'd combine Cuban and African musicians. And a group of Cuban musicians had already been assembled. But the African musicians had some trouble in terms of obtaining visas to get in. And so the focus kind of changed to recording Cuban music instead. And so in March of that, of 1996, they produced this album. So it was Ruben Gonzalez on piano and Orlando Lopez on bass and a band of veteran Cuban musicians and singers. Most of them had careers that went back to the 1950s in the Havana scene. And during later sessions then, so this is the first one that was done, later sessions then, Cooter produced the Grammy Award-winning Buena Vista Social Club that came out of that. But this was the first set of sessions that was recorded by this combo. And since then, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars have released, I think, somewhere around 8 CDs. This is something called Pio Mentirosa, so classic music from just the pre-Buena Vista Social Club days.
Yo quiero que ustedes sepan que ahora en el 96 voy a seguir siendo mentiroso.
Cuando yo
classic Cuban music there from the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, something called Pio Mentoroso, from their first CD from way back in 1987, A Toda Cuba Le Gusto. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 182, and we're having some April rambles here. Time for a couple more tracks here. This is a band called Tomato Tomato. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. It's a New Brunswick-based duo. They started out as kind of a bluegrass outfit, and now they're more alt-country or roots rocky or whatever. It's Lisa and John McLaughlin, and they're a high-energy take on traditional songs. They have great energy in their live show. I actually did see them live, so that's kind of the MC said Tomato Tomato, so I figured that's, you know, they were on to something there. They tour a lot. They do a lot of festivals and concerts and so on, except for during COVID, of course, and they've had a number of award nominations. One of them was for Hardest Working Artist Award, which just shows just how hard they're working. They've got about close to maybe it's five or six CDs out, one done not long ago, or at least mastered at home during COVID. It was done in Nashville just before the lockdown, and they have a really kind of feel-good, high-energy vibe. This is from sort of their earlier, I suppose, their bluegrassy time, and this is from a CD called I Go Where You Go. And it's a great old version, well, it's a version of an old-sounding song called Rabbit in a Log. This is Tomato Tomato.
Got a rabbit in a log and ain't got my dog. How will I get him, I know? Gonna get me a briar, put a twist in his hair. That's the way I'll get him, I know. That's the way I'll get him, I know. So nice and brown. Have a feast here tonight while the moon's shining bright. Find me a place to lie down. To lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down.
Find me a place to lie down. Have a feast here tonight while the moon's shining bright. Find me a place to lie down. Shoes are nearly gone. Just to the weeds ahead, there's an old farmer's shed. That's where I'll rest my weary bones. My weary bones.
My weary bones.
My weary bones.
My weary bones.
That's where I'll rest my weary bones. Just to the weeds ahead, there's an old farmer's shed. That's where I'll rest my weary bones. That's where I'll rest my weary bones. That's where I'll rest my weary bones.
Well, that's the sound of the last track. Starting off, that's Colin Grant. Oh, before that, we heard Tomato Tomato, by the way. Rabbits in a Log. Colin Grant was raised in Toronto, began his musical career when he was about 4 years old at the Royal Conservatory. He studied in the Suzuki program, but by the time he was 10, he kind of began to explore his Cape Breton traditional music, his heritage, and his family moved to Cape Breton in 1998, something like that, and Colin immersed himself in the local music, took lessons in fiddle and guitar and so on. Since then, he's got a lot of performing experience in Canada and France, China, Scotland. He was with the Acadian group Bleu for a while. This is from his self-titled CD, which came out, his debut CD, in 2006. And he's certainly at home with Cape Breton fiddle music, and this is a set of Acadian tunes, though. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed something, at least a few things that triggered your interest or made you prick up your ears, as they say. This has been Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm again back next week, and I hope you have a good week and do take care of each other these days. Happy trails. Back to Colin Grant.